The final instalment. 200 years ago, some of our five-year-old forebears worked beneath us, haunting our minds. Maybe one of the few survivors from that crew had a son who squeezed in a couple of years of school, but no vote. And their son, by sweat and toil, crawled out to bathe in the sun and become a pupil teacher, climbing a different ladder to that of their father. But still no vote. Maybe their grandson joined up at Kitchener's urging and went to the trenches, never to return, to lie forever in a field in Flanders. But the son he left behind would have the vote, some women too. Nearly a million on the altar did that, not generosity. A generation later, that son would climb into a Lancaster bomber with his fellows to be swallowed by the darkness, a daughter on the way. She would grow up to have the vote and a doctorate, and this because of the sacrifice of those who handed us the torch to light our path. But a debt is still owed. We have not pushed over that last hill and taken that last bunker. We have not grasped power, that right our predecessors drove themselves on to win for us, not just the fool's gold of an occasional tick in a box. Power is the only true guarantee of our freedom, and freedom was their goal. They brought us close, but the debt still hangs heavy, and that final instalment still needs paid. The power merchants distracted us, but now we know. So it is our turn to head toward the target, and to press on together for that last ascent. So let us rise and do what must be done for those we love. Let us climb that hill together and take that bunker. Let us pay our debt and take power in our hands, at last, for once and forever. I believe that this is our chance to end the madness and to clear the slate. Then we can light a fire that cannot be put out. The land of the Great Charter, with beacons ablaze, signalling freedom's triumph to the new world and those beyond our shores. The people's safeguard, the flaming torch wielded to show that we are free at last, bringing light and comfort to bleaker places, held aloft so that they can take it from our outstretched hands, ablaze to light the way. This is our burden, our duty, and my hope for us all. One vote away.